Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches that wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, some conservative believes that once the right wins, the Bacall fat surgeons are going to go to jail because they've wrecked women's faces. Women naturally have more fat on their faces than men do. In fact, the reason women are soft in the first place is because estrogen puts fat under their skin to make women that way. It's the establishment's attempt to make women more masculine. Moving on, Neil Young is returning to Spotify 2 years after leaving because of the comments that Joe Rogan made about the vaccine. He gave up his boycott after Spotify no longer had an exclusive contract with Rogan. Next, we'll probably see Ron Perlman returning triumphantly to Twitter/X after leaving it because Elon took it over. As for Neil Young, well, it looks like someone was losing money and his greed brought him back. He's worth $200 million, so he didn't need the cash. Number 3, I can't share enough that by 2030, 45% of women will be single and childless. What I think this really means is that they'll most likely be side chicks for the top tier men. These women will be strong and independent and crying themselves to sleep every night. The good news is that this means at least 50% of men will be going their own way or sent their own way, free to live life on their own terms and peace. I think by 2030 that number will be closer to 70% though. Up next, why is it that single mothers love to dress up their sons like men who left them? Well, it's either that or dress them up like girls. And we all know that all these boys are named Aiden for some reason. The reason for this is quite simple. Single moms raise boys to be the men that they want. Also, why are so many single moms nurses these days? Number 5, nearly 30% of Gen Z women identify as alphabet people. I say it's time to bring out the artificial wombs and lover bots because a third of women don't even want to be with men. According to Alex Jones, first it was the frogs, and now it's Gen Z. But how true is this? I bet that most of these women haven't done more than kiss a girl for attention. Yet Disney is betting the farm, catering to phantom female alphabet people that don't even exist, and are just lying to the statisticians. They just identify as, but actually aren't. Moving on, we have a woman before and after makeup. Imagine going home at night with the girl on the right and waking up next to the girl on the left in the morning that looks like Greta Thunberg. A lot of girls have a masculine face with no makeup. It looks like all it took was makeup to change her race and her rating. Yet women will still complain about men with beards. Forget about banning TikTok, they should be banning fake up instead. Number 7, Canada keeps burning as a Supreme Court has decided to use the term person with a vagina over woman. But what about trans men with vaginas? Doesn't this sound transphobic to you? Look at how proud and smug that judge looks after making your decision, sowing chaos into the country. It was a sexual assault case, and Canada has also changed the term for mothers to birthing person. Up next, a female Asian billionaire heiress backed up into a pond on her property with her Tesla and ended herself doing so because she didn't lower the window and get out of the vehicle. This is Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. They want to blame Elon for this instead of driver error. The article says that Tesla windows can be extremely difficult to break from the inside, especially underwater. But that goes for most cars. If your car falls in the water, the first thing you need to do is lower the windows immediately before the car starts filling up with water. Number 9 is Taylor Swift's new housekeeper, and she looks absolutely hot. She's probably the only one in that household that'll be able to carry Travis Kelce's baby. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that Consuela here is actually Selena Gomez. Jenna Ortega can also look forward to looking like this in 10 years, when she hits the wall and possibly becomes a blubber Hulk. Moving on, the 20-year-old daughter of Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards does her first boy-girl Lonely Fools collab, after her parents said it was okay. This is just normalizing this sort of behavior, and 5 to 10 years ago I said this sort of stuff was going to happen, and society wouldn't care. Corn creators are now being referred to as content creators. Newsflash, she's not actually Charlie's kid, but Johnny Rico is the real father. Mom and Dad, can I be a whore? Sure, honey. Just be classy about it. Number 11, we have Sigourney Weaver's high school picture from 1967, where she says, please God, don't let me be normal. She looks Asian in this picture. God probably whispered to her, do you want to kill aliens with a grenade launcher? And she said yes. You're definitely not normal if you play Zool the Gatekeeper and have a scene getting it on with little Ricky Moranis. Here I fix the quote for you. Get away from her, you bitch. Up next, Lizzo's new glamorous dress was previously worn by Wrigley Field during a rain delay. It's a nice start, but there's still way too much showing. She sure is a mountain of a gal. How nice of her to recycle, though. In a pinch, that dress could always save lives if you plunged off a tall structure. Either that or it would make a great cover for your vehicle in the hot sun. Number 13, Adele says that her new album will explain her divorce to her son. When he asks her why he can only see his dad on the weekends, she can always tell him to play track number 5. She lost all that weight and boosted her marketplace value, and then divorced her husband looking for a better man. Maybe she should try talking to her son instead of saying to him. I read the title wrong. For a second, I thought that she divorced herself from her son. Maybe it's all that loose skin that made her this way. Moving on, we have this fine Florida mother that tried selling her 18-month-old baby for $500 outside of an H&R Block. She didn't get any offers, so she just left the kid there. But where's the baby daddy? People like this used to be put to work in show business in the Colosseum back in Roman times. The kid probably had bad genes, so there were no buyers. Also, why do all the crazies shave their eyebrows off these days and then draw them back on? I hope the kid ends up okay in the end. Number 15, an Indian woman is ready to leave her white husband after he named their son Pajit, which is a fake Indian name. Dude literally named his kid after a meme. She's giving him an ultimatum to either let her change the kid's name or file for a divorce. I'd say sure as long as his new name is Halfjeet, on account that he's also half white. Other Indian kids were merely adopting the racism. Pajit was born in it and molded by it. Up next is a beautiful story of equality and how Denmark is beginning to conscript women for the military because they're worried about a Russian invasion. Putin must be laughing about all the paranoia and fear that he's spreading, just by trying to defend the territory of his own people. You just know that when WW3 is announced, feminists will suddenly find themselves in the kitchen wearing aprons and skirts. Number 17, just when you thought that society couldn't get any worse, the new scientist thinks it's time for a more subtle view on the ultimate taboo, cannibalism. People probably saw what was going on in Haiti and thought of a way to justify barbecue taking over the country and roasting the rich. But this wasn't in response to Haiti. It was posted a long time ago. I think that people have been watching too much Walking Dead lately. Moving on is a woman that's in her 40s and is bothered about her days riding the rooster roller coaster. She's been with her ideal partner for years and her sexual history never bothered her before. She probably feels bad because she can't bond with a man and it's leaving a hole in her soul. Because in her 20s, she let any man with a soul into her hole. I think she just got scared of her partner finding out and abandoning her because of it. It's almost as if a tiny piece of their soul dies with each additional man that they're with. Number 19, we have Based Rihanna meeting an overweight fan and taking her Snickers bar while saying, "You don't need this, fatty." The fan smiled and pretended to be happy, but on the inside she was screaming, and that girl grew up to be Lizzo. Just kidding. But I do wonder if Rihanna was similarly bold with Chris Brown. Something also tells me that Taylor Swift never cared about the well-being of her fans the way that Rihanna does. Up next is Master Chief, Sweet Baby Edition. But is that Michael Obama? Upon further examination, this individual needs to be fatter. I can see Google Gemini's fingerprints all over this one as well. Maybe this is what Candace Owens is going to look like after fighting in WW3. But everyone knows that Master Chief never takes off his helmet. So who is this imposter? The only thing that's missing are the pronouns on the armor. Number 21, man, I miss the 90s. I'm sure so does Liz Tyler here. No tattoos and women with bad attitudes. The 90s were great because there was no toxic phone culture and women weren't brainwashed like they are today by higher edumacation. Plus, the body counts weren't as high because there was no Tinder for anonymous rendezvous. To think that she is Aerosmith's a rock star daughter, yet she seemed wholesome. If she were young today, she would be doing Lonely Fools along with Charlie Sheen's daughter. Moving on, this bulldog of a man ended his wife after she stole $120,000 of his life savings and gave it to the guy that she was having an affair with. That's why he only got 10 years in prison for ending her with a boomstick. She was live streaming when it happened, and she thought because of that he wouldn't do it. If he was a woman and she did this to her husband, she probably would have only received probation. I'm not justifying what he did, but any man that had his life savings stolen would probably do something irrational. Number 23, yet another friendly reminder of women forced into compulsory military service in Denmark alongside men. Of course, these women will never see the front line. And just because it's equal service doesn't mean it's equal combat. I also think that Gorlok the Destroyer might be of some use, dropping her from 10,000 feet onto the enemy. So when are they going to make women register for selective service in the good old US of A? Up next is the look a woman gives you when you start acting up, thinking that we don't live in a world where she can replace you with a single swipe. But if the guy's a rich Chad, then things would be the other way around. Tinder provides her a new emotional tampon immediately. You can't have a stable society like this. Women have too many options or perceptions of options, thanks to the internet, and they're going insane as a result. As a man, the only way to win is not to play their games. Number 25 and the last one, the hub decided since elected officials in Texas require age verification for their site, they will just disable it in Texas. People in Texas will probably just get a VPN and change the location. I changed my VPN location to Texas to see if I could access the site, and still could. So I don't really know how true this is. But if it does end up being true, the VPNs will be like this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over at my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also, remember I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.